Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, happy new year. It's Just Steph. I'm your Italian Boston girl, moves out to shake you by the hand and shows you how to live life to the fullest. It is 2015. Woohoo! Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We have so much coming up for you this year. We have a great new format coming next week as soon as we get our act together because, you know, we had to get back from the holidays and everybody had to be on a diet and everything else. But anyway, we are also starting a new live lifestyle interview reporting where we're going to be telling you all about the fun stuff live to do in Atlanta and when we travel around the country and even the world. So this is going to be a great year. 2015 is the year of JS. And I have with me my friend, the Count. Hey, Count, how you doing?
Good. Hey, everybody.
He's here. He says he's been in Atlanta a year, but you know he says our studio is too light. It's too much light in here. I said, well, I wonder why. He's a little pale, you know what I'm saying?
Well, people cannot see all the lights on up here.
Crazy. Oh, see, now here we go. We close the blinds and the Count is feeling much more comfortable. Okay. You know, we have a great show for you today. Not only is the Count in the studio with us, trying to give us some of his opinions. We're going to talk about the red dress party, which is the event of the year. I'm so excited. I am the social media and the media spokesperson for the red dress, and I'm also the PR committee chair. I don't know how I got talked into that, but it was just very easy. Hey, you want to do it? Sure. Okay, anyway, so they twisted my arm. We have Rusty Newport, the promoter of the event, is going to be with us today. And we have we're going to do a giveaway, which we'll talk about later. And we have the Whack Job of the Week, which is very funny. WTF, What the Facebook? And we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. We're going to ask the Count what his New Year's resolutions are. Maybe Lisa, our producer, has some New Year's resolutions. I don't know. Anyway, so this is going to be a great day today, and we're very excited to be here, be back in the studio after a long vacation. How was your Christmas holidays, Count?
God, you are so fast. I did just shopping and pushing people around. I knocked people over, and then you went, I don't know, I'm just thinking it's what is all the stress and all the thing into one day, just everybody come, open the gifts, and bam, you are gone.
That was it. It was all over.
I know.
So do you want to stretch it? Do you think you want to stretch the holidays out a little longer, or what?
I mean, we do celebrate like for 3 months, you know?
Oh, my God, how much weight did you gain? 3 months.
Well, you don't want to go there, no.
Because I couldn't take it. I was done. I mean, I was ready for January 1st because I couldn't take the it was January 5th by the time I got on a diet. We kept on going.
Well, other people had jobs, you know. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to going back to work, you know. Yeah, thank you very much.
Or go
party, you don't go with a date or wife or whatever.
No.
Yeah, hello. Thank you.
Perfect. So are you gonna stay over at the hotel? I'm just trying to get your room.
You should have put down
his
room later.
Wait, wait. Promo code is solution for the count's room, and we're gonna go with, and Lisa and I are gonna crash there, so we'll have to pay.
Just soon we're gonna be designated driver. So now we share the hotel room, driving wherever.
Oh, you can drive us. That would be great.
We don't need a driver. We're gonna stay at the hotel.
Yeah,
I can drive you crazy.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that
right
all over your face.
Because I'll be more fancier in my red
than you. Oh, really? We're gonna have a contest?
Oh yeah. Actually, it would be a good idea to make it some kind of contest there.
It would kind of be funny.
No.
It would be.
Yeah. Let's have a contest.
Yeah. Do a male red dress competition.
Oh, nice. Oh, I don't know how well that's going to go over. With the Buckhead boys.
That's true.
The Buckhead boys might not like that competition. I know, who cares what they think, right?
Hello, yeah. And these people, the hell with them.
I know, see? I know. I think we take the cows to the St. Regis. What do you say? I say we take them with us.
Absolutely.
St. Regis, and we'll, you know, because he's more off speed.
He can hang.
Yeah, you can hang.
What's in Regis?
The St. Regis, the bar at the St. Regis. It's a little, you know, it's very fancy, but.
old people?
You know what? I've seen a few old people there. The one, I used to date an old person, and he goes there a lot.
Now, what would you date an old person?
You know what? I don't know what was wrong with me. He was cute, though.
Oh, that's me, because I can tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh, that's hilarious. So, all right. So, so you're going to have the red dress. And you are, so, no, really. Do you have, like, a red cummerbund or a red tie or what? Are you going to, you know, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to have a red dress if I found one.
You're going to find a red dress? You are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And no date?
No.
Okay.
You know I'm going to donate a painting there. So
I know. The Count is an artist. And so he's going to be donating a painting. So are they going to auction it off? That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
So what is it going to be? What's the painting of me?
I cannot tell you.
Should we take you want to do a sketch of me?
No, because I didn't want people to buy it. I want somebody to beat on it.
Yeah, you want someone to. You want somebody to beat on it. No, bid. Not beat on it. Bid. Bid. Bid.
Bid.
Okay, count.
Bid.
Count. Oh my gosh, that is so. So, that's fine. We'll keep going. We're good. I mean, you know what? Here's the deal. We are going to be giving away two tickets every week to the Red Dress event, two general admission tickets every week. So, what you have to do is you have to listen to the show, and then after the show, I'm going to be posting a question about the show on Facebook, and whoever answers it first correctly gets two tickets to the event. And Rusty has been so kind to donate those tickets to us, so it's exciting. We were going to buy the tickets, and Rusty said, "Oh no, we're going to give them away." The event, the promoter is being so kind and generous to us. He's going to give us two tickets a week, and we're going to give them away. So listen in. If you missed the show, well, sorry. But you can always go back and go and listen to the podcast, and you can totally see what we talked about and get the answer. And all of that information will be on my Facebook page, and it's actually facebook.com/juststeph1. So it's Just Steph. Just Steph is my Facebook page, and so it'll be on there. And also, my Facebook page will automatically go to Twitter, which is @StephPalermo. So it'll all be on there. So follow me on Twitter @StephPalermo. Follow me on Facebook, Just Steph 1, Just Steph, you know. And then what else? Look at my blog, JustSteph.com, which is my website. And
And you can also purchase my book. The Only Way Is Up on Kindle and on iTunes. It's The Only Way Is Up, and it's just Desperate Perspective on Life and how I got comfortable in my own skin. And you know, it's so funny. I don't know. Did you know that I wrote a book?
Yeah, you told
me something. Yeah, it's right up there. Anyway, well, I sent to reread my book. It's the only one left. They're all gone, sold out. So stick your foot in there, okay?
Those are not more crazy people in the world.
Yeah, that's right. They're all listening to me. Now, you know what's so funny? I read the book again. I went back to read it because I had sent it to a friend who I knew was going to be asking me questions about it, and I said, "Oh my gosh, I've got to do a new book." It's time. Just death has grown up. I put on my big girl panties now. Those are my diapers.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I've grown up a little bit. Have a lot more experiences now. So I want to, but where I've changed as a person and I feel much more confident and whole, and 2015 is just, we're so excited about this.
What is this book about? I know I'm not going to read it. But...
You know you're not going to read it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Is it a cookbook or something?
No, it's not a cookbook. It's a book of, it has all little stories of how, of my life and getting comfortable in my own skin and how I perceived life as it was a couple of years ago. So it's a couple of years old, so I need to redo. And that friend I was saying thinks that I should be writing very openly, and I don't know about that right now, but
it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is kind of scary. It's not just scary. It's not scary for me as much as it would be for the people in my world. But anyway, so you can look at my Facebook page, my Twitter, my blog, and we're going to be giving away 2 tickets a week to the Red Dress event, which I'm very excited about. And I don't know if we even said this, it's to benefit women's heart health. And it's in conjunction with the American Heart Association, and they're behind us, and they have their hand in this event as well. And heart disease is the number one killer of women, more than any other disease, cancer, breast cancer, anything else. Heart disease kills more women than anything else. And it's so funny. I don't know about you, but when you hear about somebody getting a bypass or a stent put in, it's always been a man. I never hear about women. I mean, maybe they just, I hate to say it, maybe they just don't make it. Were they going to get them? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the deal is. My grandmother died of heart disease. She had aortic stenosis, and she had a valve put in when I was 10. She was 55. One day she was at my mother's house. She went home, put dinner in the oven, put a cake in the oven, laid down, and never got up. My grandfather found her. The cake was just done. I mean, it was literally, and they didn't expect it. So
what happened with the cake?
What type of cake?
What happened to the cake?
What happened to the cake?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody ate it. Everybody was screaming, crying. We're Italian.
She had cooked the entire cake.
Yes.
Well, Italians scream and cry all the time.
Yeah, but that was, you know what I remember that day? I remember the phone call. I remember the phone call. So anyway, what I'm saying is the heart disease is pretty scary, and it's no match for the power of women's voices. So we're getting together to raise money and to raise awareness for heart disease, especially when it occurs in women. So please be generous with the red dress, and you can actually donate. You can donate items for auction, like our friend the Count is doing a painting, and you can purchase your ticket online at, let's see, you can go to 33events.com, and it's the Red Dress Party, and my promo code is STEPHP 33. If you put that in, you'll get $5 off your ticket. And the tickets are really low right now. They're just $30, And if you use my promo code STEPHP33, you'll get $5 off of that. Those are for general admission. We also have VIP packages available, which this is super fun. So you can get a single VIP ticket, which it includes an invitation to the exclusive VIP pre-party reception, two-hour open bar, hors d'oeuvres, a framed souvenir photo, and admittance to private VIP red lounge. Mm-hmm. And then if you get a table, then you'll get a table. You can, that's I believe, that's $100. And, yeah, you get a table. That would be a group ticket. That's for eight, and that's $1,000. And you'll get it. You get all of that and a table. And if you want, there's some grand experience, too, I believe. And it's, oh, this is it. Okay. This is includes VIP experience for two, invitation to our exclusive VIP pre-party reception to our open bar, blah, blah, blah. Dinner for two, champagne, sweetheart table, the hotel room, bedside chocolate, and roses and Valentine breakfast. Oh, my. I think I might just find that for Lee for a night. The grand VIP experience, just you and I. We could go.
Absolutely.
You know, it'd be fun.
It'd be real fun.
You know what? At least we'd laugh. You know?
How much is it?
You know what? I'm having a hard time reading this. It looks like I don't want to say I can't read it.
It's TBA. TBA now.
Yeah, TBA. We'll ask Rusty when he calls in. We're at... Oh, my gosh. You can make me laugh cheaper. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Can you give me can you give us the breakfast and the roses and all that stuff?
Massage.
We get a massage, champagne. No, the massage is not included in that one. But,
I can even wear my leather outfit.
You're going to wear your leather outfit? Oh, my God, that would be cool. Okay, that would be...
Grandmother?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that would be so awesome. A red leather outfit for that? I would love that. That would be the coolest. And I got my red boots. Oh, it costs more for you to for us to hire you?
No, for red leather.
I want to go. I want to wear the red leather. I think that would be so fun.
That makes
sense. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, that would be so me. So anyway, okay. So let's do this. We have the whack job of the week. Dun, 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 dun. Dun. Okay. Now listen. This is, I saw this and I thought, okay, lady really believe this or not. But I saw this on the news. Wife shot by Georgia chief of police. And she claimed she was asleep. She says that it was accidental. Now, this is not a kid playing with a gun. This is not an adolescent. This is not an adult. This is not even a police officer. This is the police chief. He shot his wife. Do you really think that's an accident?
Where did he shot her?
It didn't say.
Well, if she's still alive, it wasn't an accident.
So, it says,
I get the warning.
Oh, this is what he said. Wait. He said he and his wife were both asleep when the shooting happened.
Wait a minute. And he's not shooting place.
And he also said he was moving the gun before it fired. The gun was in the bed with them. Oh, like is that like their baby? Was she nursing? I went to move it, and I put it to a side, and it went off.
That leaves us wide open for many speculations.
I think it was just a warning shot. I think he was giving her a warning. But regardless, I mean, she has to be,
I mean, really?
Is she going to get back? After she comes out of the hospital, is she going to go back in the bed with him? I mean, I'd be like,
I think he's going to get through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be there when she touched him and say, "Honey, is that your gun?"
Are you just happy to see me?
Literally.
Are you just happy to see me? That's it. Okay.
Listen.
Well, can do you want me to do the resolutions first, or I was going to say WTF?
Oh, yes.
With the
Facebook. Love it.
Yeah, this is, you know what, I have to say, this is very funny, because when I see these posts, I crack up. Okay, so here we go.
What
are you ready?
What does WTF mean?
Well, it means for us, it means what the Facebook.
Oh.
Silly things on Facebook.
Don't
say anything about that.
No. Okay, ready? You hate Facebook? Okay, well, this person said they're calling in sick tomorrow. I'm going to say I have anal glaucoma because I can't see my ass going to work. Before Facebook, I used to do weird stuff like wear pants and go outside. Interesting. Lazy tip, if you don't try, nobody can accuse you of giving up.
I never wear underwear.
You never wear underwear ever? Do we need to know that? Is that something we need to know? Is that TMI?
Yeah, I
can't move
it.
Okay. We all can.
What underwear are good for, honestly?
What is underwear?
Different show for a different day. But that's closer to Valentine's.
Let's talk about that closer to the red dress. I want to know if you're wearing underwear to the red dress.
Well, I'm not going to. I never do.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, one more. Say what you will about white trash people, but they always know where the fancy Walmart is.
Well, it's true.
It is true. They know where Walmart is.
Yeah, I just find one. They're on the Peach and Lucille Boulevard. That's a fancy Walmart.
Ooh.
I know.
Nice.
I follow a white trash guy.
You can people watch for hours.
At Walmart.
I know. It's entertaining for me there. I swear. It's like a jungle. I love this place.
A jungle?
Yeah. I used to travel all over the country, and I visited some, like, a little apartment. People around me, people in this town. The one guy is super fun. It was this small town in Illinois. And the guy said, we go to Walmart.
They go to Walmart for fun?
Yeah. Well, I went to Walmart and it's fun.
Oh. Oh, my God. I think the last time I went to Walmart.
When I first moved to the United States, in Europe, you see about United States, all the Las Vegas, the New York, the all good stuff, you know. When I first came here, I came in Tennessee in a little bitty town, you know. I mean, the tallest building, it was a Taco Bell, you know, the little town. I swear. And this friend of mine, he said, well, on the way home, we stopped to go to get some food. So we stopped at the Walmart. So in my head, I had this picture of, you know, blonde, big boobs, skinny, all what you see on the TV. And the first experience when I stepped in the United States, I went to Walmart. Holy shit, man. I see those huge people. I said, something is wrong. I mean, I'm in a different country or something. It's not what I signed up for, you know?
You've got a bunch of Americana.
Holy, you are scary. I swear. I mean,
Southern culture on the skin.
You know what? Forget about food, take me back to the airport. God, it's scary.
Imagine the count from, you know, Transylvania, and he's scared. That's scary.
Yeah.
All right, Cal, what is your New Year's resolution? Do you have one?
No.
No? You just, no? Well, how come? Do you believe in them or not?
Not really. Well, I mean, I teach for a couple of years. I just gave up.
You just gave up.
I mean, tell me. Come on, tell me.
So your resolution was
Tell me, how many people, an example, how many people do you hear at the end of the year, at the beginning of this year, I start to work out, or I quit drinking, or I quit shot, nothing happened, never, you know? So, yeah, it's bullshit, you know? Yeah, I'm just going to live my life, and what the hell happens, day by day.
You know, I read an article that said, make your resolution small. Like, I will put on my workout clothes and my tennis shoes and my ponytail, and that's it. Didn't say work out. It just says, I will get in my workout clothes. You're 50% more apt to work out.
So if you wear the clothes, and that's
and then you reach your goal, and then you reach your goal where everything else is gravy.
Right. Okay, that's really good. It makes you feel good. But I'll tell you what, no matter what, even if you have fine workout clothes that you like, you're going to work out. So, I mean, more likely than not. I always feel better.
Yeah, they said just make it tiny. Make it just a small step.
Right.
To in the right direction.
Okay. Well, I...
What's your name?
Well, you know what? I put it on Twitter. No. One of I always have several. And I think that the one that's really important to me is for this year, I resolve that when I walk into somebody's life, that I want to make a positive difference in their world. That's, you know, because that's the biggest heartache for me is to feel like I didn't make a difference with somebody. And, you know, sometimes you feel that way, and it may not be true, but a lot of times, you know, you come in and sometimes there's a negative there, but I want to be a positive influence in people's lives. I want to change their hearts and move their world and maybe even rock their world. Who knows? But we'll see about that. But,
you're killing me, you're ruining everybody's life before, how are you?
No, I didn't ruin it. I thought about how important it is to me to make a difference in somebody's life. So that's one of them. And my other, I'm always trying to be healthier, you know, trying to, you know, be a little bit healthier, trying to be more consistent because I've had a little bit too much fun the last few months. So
I don't think so.
You don't think I've had too much fun?
No, I don't think that's a thing.
Well, I need to, well, so you don't think that's a problem?
No.
Well, I mean, I've had, no, when I mean too much fun, I haven't had, it wasn't that I've had too much fun in the sense that I've enjoyed myself too much. I've been eating a little bit too much.
That's totally different.
Yeah, eating a little bit too much and having a little bit too many cocktails.
Everybody.
I know. So I've been really celebrating. But I've been having fun though. I've been having a really great time. Oh my gosh. So anyway, so I always want to be I'm excited about our new TV shows that we're going to be doing. So really, which it'll be next week, and there will be live lifestyle reporting, fun stuff to do around Atlanta, things to do to take care of yourself, things to enhance your life, whether it's from working out, intellectual, fun, you know, bars, restaurants, nightclubs, all of that fun stuff, I don't know, whatever, museums, anything fun and intellectual and even things to do for your heart, when I mean your heart, in terms of your emotions and, you know, maybe some relaxing, and whether it be yoga or, you know, different things like that to, you know, get, you know, because I don't think it's funny, but it is good afterwards. It's like, I think it's like, you tried it once?
Yeah, if I do yoga and I don't fart, it's a coffee.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow.
Watch. If you look somewhere, if you go somewhere, not on a TV, if you go somewhere, there's a lot of women that's so bad, you know, because it doesn't really make you fart. And then when it's a lot of them ass to ass, you know, and they're just positive. How, you know, crisp and fine is that person? I got an extra heart.
Okay, well, listen, I'm just Steph, your Italian Boston girl, moves south, that takes you by the hand and shows you how to live life to the fullest. Remember to courageously dig deep, recognize your greatness, embrace life, savor every aspect of living, find your bliss and follow it. Get comfy in your own skin, love yourself, and learn to love others just as they are. Love!